Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk, text, and 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs. Get them in now. 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Follow us there. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Well, my guest now is the development consultant, a development consultant for Project Onward. Project Onward is an organization that provides artists with autism, Down syndrome, and other conditions with studio space, materials, professional guidance, and sales opportunities to do art. And it's a really interesting organization, and we're going to find out all about it. Plus, next Friday, August 4th, they're hosting an exhibition and a fundraiser titled Places That Matter, featuring artwork from these artists and all about endangered Illinois landmarks. Their website is projectonward.org, projectonward.org, and we have a link on our Facebook page. And let's welcome to the show Sandra Tanzer. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, it's my pleasure. It sounds like such an interesting and wonderful organization. Can we talk about the history of it? How did Project Onward start?
Sure. It began as an outgrowth of Gallery 37, which was a youth training program run by the city of Chicago.
Right.
The small group of artists, they aged out of that youth program and really had nowhere to go with their artistic talent. They were tremendously talented, and there's a dearth of programs for adults, particularly adult artists. So Lois Weisberg, the former cultural commissioner of the city, and Maggie Daly got together with some folks from Gallery 37, and they started Project Onward with those founding artists. It operated for about a year, and then it moved to the Cultural Center, where it stayed for, I think, 8 additional years until it kept growing. They kept adding more artists. And then they separated from the city in 2012-2013, formed a nonprofit, formed a board of directors for funding and governance, and moved to the Bridgeport Arts Center at 35th and Racine, which has become a burgeoning arts district. There's all kinds of galleries and activities going on there, particularly on third Fridays of every month. So they moved into this much more suitable space. It's brightly lit, spacious. The artists each have a small area where they can put their own art. Many come every day. Some come once or twice a week. And we now have, it started out with about 8 artists. We now have 50.
Wow.
It's been a pretty incredible place. A lot of people have visited, but some people have lost track of us since we left the Cultural Center. So we want to remind folks that it's at 35th and Racine, 1200 West 35th Street, and it's in a huge building that has a sculpture garden in front of it, so you can't miss it.
And the Bridgeport Arts Center is, you guys are located on the 4th floor of the Arts Center. But let's talk a little bit more about, this is such an amazing idea here. The artists are, some have autism, Down syndrome, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, other conditions. And this was just created in order to give them a place to work, correct?
Exactly. I think the sort of humanitarian feeling with Lois Weisberg and the late Maggie Daly, actually Lois passed also in about a year and a half ago. They're both gone, but fondly remembered. They really had a heart for this sort of thing and had a recognition that there are really insufficient programs for adults with mental or developmental conditions, and particularly those which have tremendous talent. And these people are all very talented. Mm-hmm. The program, to get in the program, you must submit a portfolio, which is reviewed very closely. You must pass an interview because it is a special population. We want to make sure everyone gets along with each other and can survive in the environment. You have to be 18, and you need to provide some evidence of diagnosis of your condition. And then from there, the artists are each given a space to work all the materials they could ever dream of wanting: easels, paints, colored pencils, pens, the best paper, the finest materials, really. And they really want for nothing. We try to provide lunch when we can. We are looking for a sponsor for that. If any of your viewers would like to help us feed our artists midday, yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. About half of our artists are on the autism spectrum. The other half have mental conditions and cognitive disorders. And so it's the gamut. We are not all one thing. But when the artists get off the elevator and come into the studio, all of the differences sort of wash away. They self-identify as artists. They're proud to be there. They work diligently, mostly quietly, and they produce the most amazing stuff.
Yeah.
In their souls and in their heart and their psyches, produce art, and we give them a place to do it and an opportunity to sell it when we can.
That's also amazing, is that they get there are shows, people get to see their art and buy it.
Yes. We just, this past Friday, had our monthly Third Friday exhibition. And we do one most every, except in December, we do a Third Friday. And usually it's new art or new works from old artists. They're not that old. Our age range is from 18 to about 60, I think, is our oldest artist in his early 60s. We provide opportunities for sales, not just in the home studio. And, you know, visitors can come from Wednesday through Saturday, 11-5, and also purchase art and see the art and talk to the artists. They're very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
They'll even ask for a tip if you let them.
Well, again, Project Onward is located at Bridgeport Arts Center, now at the 1200 West 35th Street at Racine. It's on the fourth floor. The phone number is 773-940-2992 for information. And what's have some of these artists gone on? I mean, the program's been around for a while. Have some of these artists gone on to any sort of success outside of the program?
A few have. It's not that kind of a program, really. They sort of stay as long as they want to.
Yeah.
Once they get in, I mean, the admission standards are so high that they find their success within the program.
Right.
We're not really a training program. We don't, in some ways, we're defined by what we don't do. We had some visitors come in a few weeks ago, and they said, oh, where are the children, and can we attend one of their art classes?
Yeah.
And so I said, we don't have children, and we don't teach.
Yeah.
We're not really an art therapy program. We're not a social service agency. We're not instructional. We provide a place. We provide all materials. The artists get everything free of charge. Which is why it's so expensive on a per artist basis. Costs about between $7,000 and $10,000 to maintain an artist.
Per artist.
And per artist.
Wow.
Per year. So it's pretty costly. And we hope that they sell enough to cover that, but that's not usually the case. We'd have to sell everything for $1 million.
Right. And it says that there's also professional guidance. Do you have artists and other people who are there to help out?
Yes. Our studio manager has gone to the School of the Art Institute. Our art director, who's in charge of pretty much everything that is produced, Mark Jackson, he is a graduate of the School of the Art Institute. We have an enormous volunteer corps, probably half of which have come through School of the Art Institute or Columbia, or they have some art training. And we attract that kind of a person. We also attract art therapy students or graduates. And that is helpful, although we're not a therapeutic center, but it is helpful to have some therapeutic information. If you're sitting with an artist with autism, it helps to know a little bit about that disorder or that condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sandra, hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here, and this is Sandra Tanzer, who is a development consultant for Project Onward, which is this program that provides artists with autism, Down syndrome, and other conditions. They give them a studio space, they give them materials, professional guidance, and sales opportunities for their art. It's an incredible organization that you can check out at the Bridgeport Arts Center at 35th and Racine on the fourth floor. But there is an exhibition slash a fundraiser that's coming up on Friday, August 4th. I want to give you all the details on that and talk more with Sandra right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and two for Tuesday requests. One artist, two songs. Get them going, 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show is the best way to stay connected. When you go to our Facebook page, you will see information for a project, Onward, which is this organization that helps artists with autism, Down syndrome, and other conditions, provide them with studio space, materials, professional guidance, sales opportunities to do their art. And it is a wonderful organization that is having a fundraiser / exhibition that's titled Places That Matter. There are ways that you can help out, because it costs $7,000 to $10,000 per artist per year to keep the doors open. This is a great organization, and we want to make sure everybody can help out. And we welcome Sandra Tanzer back. Sandra, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
You know, you said that it's not art therapy, but can you talk a little bit about how art has helped some of these individuals?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. They develop their art techniques and whatever their special drawing or painting or whatever, sculpture. They develop their art, of course. But I want to read you something that I found recently. One of the parents wrote, "Outside my child is defined by her limitations. She's the dysfunctional exception. At Project Onward, she's defined by her talents, the outstanding rule. Project Onward has given her what all of us want for our children, a rewarding, productive life." Mm. And I suppose they're not children. They have to be 18 to get in, but Right. The parents writing about their offspring still consider them children.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty moving way to describe the benefit of the program to that young woman. Families have said that they develop social skills tremendously. You know, if they're overly shy, or folks on the autism spectrum have difficulty looking people in the eye, and those conditions improve, actually, over the course of an individual's stay with us. Again, I say they do stay for a long time. Many of our core eight artists, the founding eight artists, are all still with us.
Wow.
And they've been prospering and succeeding. I don't know that any of them will make enough to support themselves completely independently of other aid that they might get or family support. And we do have families that are involved, but they do have a chance to earn an income. And that's a benefit too. I mean, then when they have a paycheck, that is a tremendous, as we all know, we all love to get paid.
Yes, we do. And I just want to make sure people know that how expensive this is to maintain. It costs between $7,000 and $10,000 per artist per year to keep the doors open. And I want to tell everybody about the exhibition fundraiser that you guys are having next Friday, the 4th. And that's at the Bridgeport Arts Center on the third floor.
Yeah, actually, it's been moved to the fourth floor.
Oh, it's been moved.
We've discovered that the third floor has no air conditioning.
Oh, no.
We don't want anyone to collapse because it's too warm. So it's back up in our actual studio. So the benefit of that will be that people who come to the fundraiser will also get to see, you know, all the other art that's on display. The idea for this exhibition, I think, was surfaced about 2 years ago. The president of our board, Marsha Woodhouse, thought that using endangered buildings as subject matter for art would give the artist something unique and interesting to work on and to create from. And it would also call attention to the plight of some of the buildings that are in jeopardy, some of which are probably not in existence anymore. But we have, I think right now, we've got 13 artists in the show, and we have about between 30 and 40 works. They're still actually working feverishly on it, but some of the stuff that's been produced is quite remarkable. The Thompson Center was just added, I think, in 2017 to Landmark Illinois, a list of most endangered historic places.
Yeah.
And one of our artists has done a beautiful rendering of that just on paper with pencil. Mm. And it's just, you know, I'm sorry, this isn't TV. Because I can see it, but it's quite spectacular. And he's also done, this particular artist, who's called R.J. Juglion, he loves to do stadiums. And so he's also done Wrigley Field, and any sports fan would love to have this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And all these, everything there is for sale. But RJ's, that's one of his special themes, is to do sports. So that's two things that you'll see. And those are quite remarkable. You'll also see Muddy Waters' home, which is on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done by Fernando Ramirez. He came from Mexico at the age of three, and he's one of our long-term and most successful, most collectible artists. A lot of the artists have sort of fan bases.
Sure.
They're followed on Facebook and other,
yeah,
other platforms.
Yeah.
So the event itself will have 30 to 40 images in it, and 14 artists as of today.
Right.
We're going to have music. We're going to raffle off coupons from Diaz Tequila, which is a Northside restaurant that always helps us.
Mm-hmm.
We have beer donated by Revolution Brewing, not too shabby, and wine donated by Sally Schwartz and Randolph Street Market. Randolph Street Market also, we're at Project Onward is at Randolph Street Market once a month. And so our folks who live in the loop around the north side and can't get to the south side can visit us there.
Mm.
So we'll have some remarks by Bonnie McDonald, who's the president and CEO of Landmarks Illinois,
mm-hmm,
and also our new executive director, Rick Wade.
And it's $75 per person. That includes wine, beer, and appetizers.
Yes.
And you can see the places that matter. And you can also buy some of the art if you want. And it's Friday, August 4th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Bridgeport Arts Center. Bridgeport Arts Center, 1200 West 35th Street on the fourth floor. If people can't make out there, they can donate, they can purchase art, they can volunteer. And all that information is available at projectonward.org, correct?
Absolutely, and we'd love to hear from anyone in your listening audience. We'd love to have them become a volunteer, become a donor, buy some art, meet the artists. It's a quite wonderful environment.
Well, it sounds like an exceptional organization, and I hope you guys. I wish you the best. The Bridgeport Arts Center is at 1200 West 35th Street, fourth floor. That's where Project Onward is. And you can go to the exhibition on Friday, August 4th. It's titled Places That Matter, and it's in the same building. And that's Friday, August 4th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information.
Fantastic.
Sandra, it was a real pleasure talking to you, and I wish you great success on the 4th and continued success with Project Onward.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a great morning, okay?
You too.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye. There you go. Sandra Tanzer from Project Onward. Check out projectonward.org for more information. Give them some money. Buy some art. Visit their artists and go to this exhibition. It's a great cause. So, all right. We have a link on our Facebook page as well for all the information. We'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.